Hello, Joachim.
Hello, Peter.
Welcome back to the show.
Always a pleasure. It's, as I've said before, it has become one of my favorite moments of the week.
Okay, tell me about this week.
This week is quite an exemption to the rule. And I'll tell you where I'm coming from here. It's an artist. He's a jazz drummer, originally from Greece, now resides in Germany.
Okay.
And the unique part about it is that I know the guy. We were together in school.
Cool.
He was a year younger than me.
Back in Athens.
Yes, and we actually started playing the drums almost at the same time.
Huh.
If I remember correctly, I actually did a little bit of a tutorial for him at the initial stages.
That's great.
And you know, like when you reach your 40s, I'm sure it happens to everyone, you start having flashbacks from school days and days of the past. And
right.
Sometimes, like randomly, people, you know, come back in memory, and you start wondering, you know, I wonder whatever happened of this guy, you know, like I used to know him in school, I mean, fairly well, we didn't hang out,
yep.
But I wonder what happened of him, and then, you know, you Google his name, and in this particular case, it's like, holy, like this guy had like gone on to become like an accomplished jazz musician.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I was very pleasantly surprised.
Right.
So his name is Christos Asonidis.
Okay.
He's a jazz drummer, and not too long ago, he had played before in various albums, and he has played alongside some fairly well-known jazz musicians.
Hmm.
But not too long ago, he actually went on to put out his debut album as a band leader and composer as well.
Fantastic.
I touched base with him. We started chatting over emails, and I actually like his music.
Right.
Quite a lot.
Yeah.
It has a lot of unique elements. Not surprisingly, he kind of incorporates a lot of elements from
John Coltrane.
Greek music and Greek tradition.
And
into
John
jazz.
Coltrane.
Yes.
there's some Coltrane riffs in a few places in this song that are just like 100% from Love Supreme.
I hadn't detected that.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah.
Honest.
Yep.
But I mean, I wouldn't be surprised.
Okay.
I mean,
okay.
Yeah,
but sorry, you were going to say from Greek music incorporate
Greek music,
okay,
as well.
Sorry.
Yeah, not just the elements of Greek music, but on this particular piece, he actually attempts, and very successfully so, I might say, a musical depiction of a very significant historical event from ancient Greece, the Battle of Marathon.
Go on.
Yes, that's why the piece is called, it's a little bit misleading, it's called Ancient Dance 490 BC.
Yeah.
Which doesn't actually allude to the Battle of Marathon, but that is the theme of the piece.
Okay.
Don't ask me how or why the title was chosen, but anyway,
right.
It doesn't matter. What matters is the concept. As I said, it's a musical depiction of the Battle of Marathon, and it starts off with a very unique drum solo.
Mm-hmm.
This was a battle that was of significance not just to ancient Greece, but I mean, as historians say, to Western civilization as we know it. It was like a true battle of the time of the West versus the East.
Mm-hmm.
And if the Persians had actually won that battle, some say Western civilization as we know it might have never existed, might have never come to fruition.
Mm. Or at least be very different, I suppose.
Very different,
yeah, right.
Because
okay.
The Eastern element would have prevailed.
Yeah.
The Mesopotamian and you know approach would have prevailed over the Greek approach,
right.
Which is what eventually led to the development of the Western civilization.
Right.
So the piece starts off with a very very dark drum solo.
Mm-hmm.
He plays actually on the mallets. And you can tell, like, the drums are making that very sound that depicts like the psychology of soldiers preparing for battle, you can actually kind of sense the nervousness, right? And it was a very crucial battle. So then it moves on to depict like the psychological roller coaster as the battle was raging on. And it's the important part about it is that it didn't start off well for the Greeks. They were losing at first. And then eventually they had a breakthrough. They were losing like the Battle of the Center, but eventually the battalions on the wings made the breakthrough and they encircled the Persians, and that was the end of it. And that's, as he says, like there is a little bit of narrative there that's the ups and downs, along as like the kind of the psychological thriller that unfolds during a battle like that, so fierce. And I think he makes an excellent job in doing exactly that, making a musical depiction of the Battle of Marathon.
So did you have an opportunity to discuss this concept with Christos over email?
No, I just read the liner notes.
Oh, you bought the album?
Yes.
See, that's the part I missed. I was wondering how you knew that this was a depiction of that battle.
The way I know, actually, I know 490 BC.
Okay.
Was it the Battle of Marathon?
Yeah.
But it's also, I saw a live performance of that piece, which starts off by quoting like Herodotus' account of the battle. And then there's also some liner notes on YouTube there explaining what the piece is all about.
Interesting.
Yeah. So that's how I know all of that. I didn't actually read all of what they just said in the music itself.
Well, I was hoping.
Yeah. The album, by the way, is called A Note to the Light.
Right.
For North American audiences, unfortunately, you can't find it on Amazon.com or CA. You can find it on CD. You can only buy it as a download.
Right, okay.
The only way to get your hands on a physical copy will be on the German Amazon site.
Okay.
It's a great album, though, start to finish.
It is, hey? Yeah, because this track was great. I wasn't sure at first. I listened to it on the way to the station this morning, and at first it sounded good, you know, in the way that a good score for a film might sound or something like that. But
yes,
as it went on, and it's a rather long, almost 11 minutes, rather long song, as it goes on, it gets better and better in my opinion. It really, when it was over, I thought, damn, this is something I want to hear more from these guys. So that was really... Mm-hmm. I don't know. I'm impressed. Good find. Yeah.
I was very impressed too. And as I said, like the connection there wasn't through the music first. It was like through like kind of a reconnecting with an old acquaintance.
Right.
But I mean, the music that came along with it is a
pleasant surprise, isn't it?
A good add-on.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, fantastic.
The only. The only letdown I can see with the depiction is I was expecting that in the end there was going to be kind of a reference to the marathon runner.
Right.
But that is missing.
Okay.
I don't know if you know the story behind it.
No, I don't.
Well, you know why we call it the marathon.
No, but I'm not surprised that it's tied to an ancient battle in Greece.
Yeah, well, after the battle was over, there was this poor Athenian that got so excited that they had won the battle.
Okay.
That right after the battle was over, he ran all the way back to Athens.
Right.
To tell his countrymen that they had won. But
wow.
By the time he got back, he was so exhausted that he only had enough energy to say, "We won," and then he died of exhaustion.
Oh, that's...
you can imagine how it is. Like, you have survived the fiercest battle in human history, And then you die of exhaustion running back to your home to tell people that you actually won the battle.
Well, it was they were different times, weren't they, Joe Kim?
Very different times. But yeah. I mean, I never told Christos that, but I would have expected in the end there would be a little bit of a reference to that event as well. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know how you can musically depict that part. Now, you may say, I mean, that guy already has his credit. We have named like an entire sport after him, the
right.
marathon run.
Right.
But I mean, a little bit of credit on this piece as well would have been good.
So some heavy praise and just a touch of criticism for your good friend Christos.
Well, we always have to keep the unique sense of humor alive on the show. So yes, I had to say that. All joking aside, though, as you said, this is a very good drummer,
yeah,
very good composer, and this is exceptionally good music. And I love the themes. The themes, you know, it's something that I would definitely recommend to your listeners.
Fantastic.
So here it is.
Let's have a listen.
Sassonitis from the album An Ode to the Light. This is Ancient Dance 490 BC.
Thanks, Joachim.
Oh, anytime, bud. We'll talk to you next week.
All right. Thank you. That is Joachim Pegtsaligoglu's childhood friend Christos Asonidis from the album An Ode to the Light. That song was called Ancient Dance, 490 BC.